I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, help for English learners who have trouble pronouncing words with the letters TH.
Our friend Lita Baker joins us with a pronunciation lesson. She writes textbooks for English learners and teaches at the American Language Center at the University of California at Los Angeles.
Lita Baker says the problem is that few other languages have the sound, actually the two sounds, that we write in English with the letters TH.
There's TH in a word like thing, and then there's the TH sound that you have in a word like brother. And because it doesn't exist in a person's language, what they tend to do is to substitute a sound that they do have in their language. So a word like thing, a French speaker might pronounce it as sing. Okay, they'll put an S there because they don't have the TH sound in their language, so they may not be aware that the TH exists. And even if they do, they don't know what to do with their mouth in order to produce that sound, so they simply substitute something that they're familiar with. Other people might pronounce it as ting. Mm-hmm. And in the same manner, the word brother, speakers of some languages pronounce it as bruzzer, with a Z sound, and other people pronounce it brudder, with a D there in the middle.
Now let's get back to the two different TH sounds. With the example of brother, the vocal cords vibrate, brother. When I say thing, there's no vibration, thing.
Our lesson continues as Lita Baker describes the basic way to form a TH sound.
It involves putting the tongue between the teeth, and then inhaling and blowing air out. And, of course, you have to do all these things at the same time, so it takes a little bit of practice to
coordinate
it all.
I'm trying to do it myself, and I can't do it.
Well, step one, Avi, put your tongue between your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Take a deep breath, and now blow. And say thing.
Thing.
Yes.
Thing. Okay.
Yes. And TH is easy because you can actually see that the tip of the tongue protrudes between the teeth.
And once her students can see for themselves, it helps that she walks around with a mirror, she then moves on to teaching sound discrimination.
I might write the word sing, S-I-N-G, and the word thing, T-H-I-N-G, on the board. And under the word sing, I'll write the number one. And under the word thing, I'll write the number two. And then I'll start saying those words. And the students have to, if they hear me say sing, they have to hold up one finger. And if they hear me say thing, they have to hold up two fingers. So modeling the sound, learning how to put one's mouth in the proper position, doing sound discrimination exercises to make sure you can hear the difference between two sounds, and finally, practicing the sound in context, in meaningful ways, such as a game or a dialogue or a discussion. Those are the four parts of a pronunciation lesson.
And telling the students, or I should say, and encouraging the students that this is a very difficult task, and that with practice, hopefully, they can approximate sounding
well,
like an
time.
American. With time.
With time, because don't forget that when people are learning a language, what's their number one priority?
Communication.
Exactly, communication. So they're concerned with vocabulary. They're concerned with choosing the right word. Pronunciation tends to be almost the last priority.
Which, ironically, is what native speakers may end up judging them on, is whether they can understand how they're pronouncing words or...
Well, it's very ironic because pronunciation is the very first thing that people notice about you.
So what to do? Lita Baker tells her students at the American Language Center in Los Angeles to look in a mirror and, you got it, practice, practice, practice.
Need help practicing your American English? Write us at VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. And our email address is word@voanews.com.
And our new website address is www.voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.